Happy Monday. Y94, the number one hit music station, the Payhouse, in about 15 minutes here. First, though, when it comes to men, sometimes you might want a straight answer. That's why we have Maggie's Mantle.
It's raining men. Hallelujah. It's raining men. Every specimen. Tall, blind, dark, and lean. Rough and tough and strong and lean.
If there's something that you've always been like, I wish a guy would just give me a straight answer to this, and it can be something trivial or serious. Be honest, we like the trivial ones probably the most. You go ahead and email those to Maggie, Facebook them to the Playhouse Facebook page or Y94 Facebook page or however. If you just, it's a question about guys, Maggie will figure it out. Maggie, let's hear what you got today.
Okay, the first one. Guys, what's the deal with cooking? Why can't we come home every once in a while to a nice home-cooked meal?
For some reason, I think the kitchen really scares some men, not all men, like Brad here is kind of a chef.
Mm-hmm.
For me, though, I have like my three meals I like to make because I know how to make them, and I'm terrified to venture outside of that because if it's awful, I really like to eat. And so if I make something that's not good, I'm really just punishing myself. So I think that a little bit of it is if you want the guy to cook what he knows how to make, and in some cases, for some guys, that's Easy Mac and Red Baron pizza. He'll love to cook for you, but if you're like, oh, I really like chicken Alfredo and some asparagus, and you have to have the right kind of guy that likes to cook and knows how to cook to get that out of a man.
Well, and the other week, I was pretty impressed by Facebook. Now, I have to ask the question.
That
was
me.
So you didn't cook that?
That was all her. Yeah.
I saw quinoa on Zero's Facebook, and I was like, oh, my, I've never even cooked quinoa before.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it was her. But I helped. I'm a good assistant. Mm-hmm. If you want, like, can you get me the salt? I'll get you the salt. You can do that. Next one, Maggie.
Why is it that some guys can't just have one drink? It always has to be 6 or 7 or until we have to carry you home.
Because it's so good once it hits your lips.
Mm-hmm. Just can't stop.
Well, and I think part of it may be peer pressure. Because if you do go out for that one drink and then you're like, well, I got to get going. The guys are like, no, come on, you pansy. No, you got to stay out.
Okay, fair enough. All right, the next one. What is your favorite part about a woman?
Favorite part about a woman. Well, you know, and that's one of those ones where the question can be completely different if you're saying what is your favorite part of a woman or about a woman. So I would imagine this is probably different guy by guy.
Right.
Now, if I'm trying to figure out what the question is actually asking. I mean, there's going to be guys that say a boobs. Smile, her personality,
right.
Boobs, her butt. So it's going to be different guy by guy by guy. I think every guy has that thing that he zeroes in on right away. And like, is this girl a viable option for me? Let me check out that booty. Or whatever the case might be. Let me look at her eyes.
Sure.
So I think that's a guy by guy thing.
Okay. Fair enough. Question for you guys. Do you agree or disagree with this theory? Blondes have more fun.
I abstain from that one because I don't think it's true in any measure because I've met some crazy brunettes.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't necessarily agree.
I think that it's probably not true. I think that blondes don't necessarily have more fun. I do think that blondes deal with a lot more stereotypes in a different caliber of guy that more frequently probably pops up for many of the blondes. If you got a blonde girl and a brunette girl standing next to each other at the bar and they look basically the same but one has blonde hair, that douchey character is probably going to go for the blonde first. So I don't think it's more fun. I think it's just more experiences. Okay.
I would also point out, if you see a pack of blondes, watch the hell out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like the Lion King.
Mm, okay, here's
the
another one.
Stampede scene. Anyway.
Okay. What's so scary about a lady with a bunch of cats? The litter or the personality that comes with it?
Well, probably the personality that may come with it. I mean, there's perfectly normal women out there that have like 5 cats. But I think that there's also a lot of weirdos, both men and women, that fill some sort of emotional hole with cats. And that is a frightening person that has like 15 cats because they feel like they need to.
More than 2 warning signs go off in dudes.
Red flag indeed. Also, what are the cats' names? Because if you're like, oh, this is Mittens. Okay, you have a cat named Mittens. If this is Sir Puss in Boots, McKittison, mm-hmm. I'm scared. The name, you know, that's a huge part of it. What is the name of the cat?
Okay, fair enough. Let's see. If we women could make a dream date for you, what would it be?
Oh, now I have to plan my own mm-hmm. dream date?
No.
What
kidding.
The hell? Ugh.
Yeah, like man food? Like, I don't know if it's like pizza, burgers, or steak. Like, whatever food he really likes. And he was like, no, we can't have that again. No pizza tonight. We just had pizza 3 nights ago. Pizza, man food, and you and something just so dirty. You look like you came from an X-rated film.
Oh, my.
There you go.
Okay. That's for every guy then. Okay.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Does holding a purse make you feel pretty or less of a man?
Less of a man.
Mm-hmm.
Why? What is so bad about that?
You know what? If you have the purse, then that's fantastic. You hold that purse.
Yeah.
You brought it. I don't need to hold the purse. Why do I have to? That's like standing outside of the store
so
here.
Either,
hold this.
Can you hold the purse while I grab all this stuff, or do I just throw all this crap that I'm shopping for in your arms?
In my mind, nothing really is like a neon sign above your head that says, I'm whipped. Like wandering around West Acres with a purse.
I would never make a guy wander around with my purse, but if I asked him to hold it, because this just says holding a purse.
I'll hold it for less than a minute, I'm fine. I'll hold it for you less than a minute. I'm not holding it for more than a minute.
See, yeah, and like your example, okay, well, I grab this stuff.
Can you hold this?
There's also the example of, hey, I'm going to go into the bathroom. Can you hold this for me?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm left standing in the mall holding a purse,
all
waiting
alone
for you to come out of the bathroom.
Okay.
So I already look super creepy now.
Yeah.
Because I'm standing
the
outside
bathroom.
The women's bathroom holding a purse.
When I'm holding a purse and you're not next to me, I feel like I look like a guy that just stole a purse.
Hmm.
Like, call security. This guy just stole somebody's handbag. One more, Maggie?
One more, yes.
One more.
Let's see. Oh, your birthday's coming up soon. This is kind of like the date one, but your birthday's coming up soon. Name the first thing that comes to mind that would blow your mind as a gift.
Flat screen TV.
Pizza naked.
So the exact same as the date
pizza
one.
Naked. Pizza naked with a flat screen TV.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I like rats.
Now you're just getting greedy.
Flat screen TV, pizza, and naked. Yeah, I like all of that.
Okay.
Did you get your straight answers?
Sure.
I don't know if they were of any value to you, but you got your straight answers.
Yes, yes.
This has been The Mantle.
It's raining men. Hallelujah. It's raining men. Every specimen. Tall, blind, dark, and lean. Rough and tough and strong and lean.
One of the elements of The Mantle that really nobody gets to enjoy besides Rat and myself is pretty much every, not all of them, but almost every answer, there's this like look of sadness, disgust, or eye rolling on Maggie's face.
Yeah.
Where
there
I think
is.
She was hoping the answer would be better,
mm-hmm.
but that's the thing about a straight answers from guys, a Mantle
it's
situation.
True.
You might not even like the answer you get, but it's an answer and it's unfiltered. There you go.
Abandon hope.
And I appreciate
all who
it. You guys are being honest. So.
Just being totally honest. Mm-hmm. Do you like to hold her purse? No, I don't want to hold the purse.
God, no.
I look like a burglar. Now get me some pizza right now. I'm hungry.
And get naked.
And that TV thing was a good idea, too. You're here to rat. And again, it's just straight answers. And she's still rolling her eyes. You roll them like that, they're going to fall out of your head.
No, they're not.
That's what my mom used to say. Also, don't sit too close to the TV and don't touch yourself. Oh, you don't have one of those. Here we go.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Super crazy.
Y94.